we're at this cusp of time when educators have the power to enable their students to really push back on the world. They can make changes to the world. They can measure things in the world using robotic technologies. Students aren't just in some ivory tower anymore. They can measure water pollution. They can measure air pollution. They can make a robot that does something sculptural in the park.
Mm-hmm.
That power, though, means that students need a sense of design and a sense of ethical and moral thinking that we never thought we needed at that young age. You know, we thought that our ability to make decisions about the consequences of our actions kind of extended only to our body, kind of what our body does. But we can invent stuff now that used to be the province of research labs. So educators not only need to give students the power to invent, because they need to be creators, but they need to teach them what it means to think about the process of invention, to think about the ethics of society. And that's not a lesson that we've ever been busy teaching people in, say, middle school and high school before.
No. And actually, you answered part of the question that I was formulating as you were talking. The next part I was going to say was, okay, well, what about the teacher who says, yeah, but I don't know anything, you know, I don't know anything about technology. I could see these same people who are fantastic teachers, don't get me wrong, that would say something to the effect of, well, I don't know anything about technology. Who am I to teach about robotics? And I'd like to elaborate on that last part that you just said. We can teach about ethics without knowing a lot about robotics. How would you respond to that?
Yeah. These teachers are decades older than their students, or at least a decade older. They know about society. They know about ethics. They know about rhetoric. And we can create resources to make it ever easier for them to teach with that. But basically, we're giving people much more powerful weapons of speech. And if we do that, we have to also teach them how to use that speech. And if we decouple those in the wrong way, it's a disaster. Then we have this zoo, and then our quality of life goes to heck.
So are you saying that a particular technology, let's say the robotics in essence, could be a project for students, but the teacher doesn't need to know it completely to still hit those ethics and those other design themes?
That's absolutely right. In fact, often the students will know more. Remember, technology is running away. It's evolving so quickly that it's very difficult for an adult to stay on top of it. And it'll rapidly be the case that generationally, the new generation will end up knowing a whole lot more than the prior generation about the current state of the art. But you see, the problem is when the teacher is teaching with technology, there's two different ways you can do this. You can do this with technology for technology's sake. Uh-huh. Like we can have a ping pong ball, we can have 10 ping pong balls at a big table, and we tell the students, make robots to collect the ping pong balls and stop the other robots. And so the students will learn a lot about technology, they'll learn about systems engineering and teamwork, and they'll build a ping pong collecting robot, which has no real use in the world. And what they just learned is that they can invent stuff with no purpose. They can invent stuff for arbitrary sets of rules. You can take the same kids, the exact same kids, and tell them, you see this bridge that crosses the Allegheny River? We want people to walk in the winter from that side to this side rather than commuting by car. But it gets icy, but there's fish in the river underneath it. Study the ecosystem, put water sensors in the water, figure out how a robot can de-ice it safely so that people can commute to work.
Mm.
Now they have to go learn about urban planning, about fish ecology, about macroinvertebrates, about chemistry, about physics, and about robotics, and they have to build a system that solves a real problem in the world. Same kids.
Mm-hmm.
But what they just learned is that robotic technology is one part of trying to engineer a solution to a societal problem.
And I really like that a lot, because we see this a lot where, and there is an argument to do technology for technology's sake, just to get some of the, you know, the operations and how you do technology. Some of that's just, you know, you need practice at that. And
get your hands dirty, basically.
You got to play around with some things too, but too often, and I'm just going to say we have ed tech smog. We have things that are, you know, they're the next generation PowerPoint whistles and bells, and there's not real purpose other than it's cool for the kids. But there's a lot of that out there. And if there's no rationale behind, we're doing it just to learn technology concepts, then you know, maybe there's not as much of a point to do that.
So partially this is all about interdisciplinary learning. It's interesting. We use Hummingbird kits and Arduino kits in classrooms for anatomy in upper middle school. What they'll do in anatomy class is they will literally use rubber bands, string, and servo motors and program them to create a mechanically correct arm with bones and rubber bands and string. So they've got tendons, they've got ligaments, and they've got the actual muscles. What's beautiful about that is they're using robotic technology, they're learning how to program, and they're learning craft, but at the same time, they're using it to understand physically how the arm works, how do the bones go together, and how do you get the degrees of freedom that we need in the human arm. So it's robotics, right? And it's science, but you've married
a physics lesson in there, yeah.
And it's far more powerful than just making a BattleBot that wrestles another robot on a table.